Every day as I read Psalm 95 to begin the divine office, the phrase, enter into my rest, seems to jump off the page. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. What is the rest that God speaks of? What did the Israelites do to fail to enter into it? And more importantly, what can we do to enter into God's rest? Ultimately, we're talking about that eternal rest with God in heaven. But it was the Israelites' disbelief and loss of faith in God that caused them to murmur against Him and desire to go back to their slavery under the Egyptians instead of to the Promised Land. Instead, the next generation, under the leadership of Joshua, entered into the land of Canaan and into God's rest. Disbelief, not putting their faith in God's hands, is what caused them not to enter into that rest. Well, what about us? Is God's rest still available to us? And how do we enter into that rest? In Hebrews, it says, therefore, let us be on guard while the promise of entering into His rest remains, that none of you seem to have failed. The good news is that the promise still remains. We have and continue to receive the good news through the Gospels, and we just need to believe it. We need to accept the offer and trust totally in God's promise. Easier said than done, right? Truth is, we either trust ourselves to save ourselves, or we trust God for our salvation through the life, death, and resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. It's either one or the other. For many of us, talking a good game isn't the same as living it. We trust in God to a point, but when the going gets tough, we tend to rely on our own belief in ourselves to get us through the difficult circumstances. We just can't take that final step of surrender that leads to entering into God's rest. We become like the Israelites who hear the word but just can't surrender totally. So what can we do to enter into God's rest? First, we must realize that we can't do it on our own. We need to have faith through the grace of God. As Ephesians reminds us, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from you. It is the gift of God. It is not from works, so that no one might boast. We need to accept this gift from God and ask for His grace. Second, we've got to believe, not to a point, but to total faith in Christ and obedience to His will. Total surrender, putting outcomes in God's hands and not relying on our own devices is the only way. Anything less, and we are no better than our ancestors in the desert. Third, we must encourage each other. Hebrews tells us, encourage yourself daily while it is still today, so that none of you may grow hardened by the deceit of sin. It should be our goal not only to enter into His rest ourselves, but to bring our spouses, children, family, and friends with us. We need to help each other overcome our disbelief. After all, we all have our moments of disbelief. Fourth, we must find truth in the Gospels. We must not only receive the good news, but profit from it. And fifth, we must keep the faith. God's rest is available to all of us, but we must believe, surrender ourselves to the will of God, pray for His grace, encourage others, and find truth in the Gospels. We all need God's rest, and He offers it to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. Let's encourage each other to remain faithful in our belief, to share the Gospels, and together enter into His heavenly rest. That's my prayer, my friend. This is Tony Agnese.